Now that I'm 41 years old, it's kind of funny to hear a high school student talk about making movies as a kid, but there you have it. Both Alexia Salengaros and Jose Cuvillan have been experimenting with filmmaking for years already.
When I was a kid, we would always watch movies as a family. My dad's a really big film buff, so he would always give us like the trivia behind all the filmmaking stuff. So,
Cuvillan is a senior at Northeast School of the Arts. His first foray into filmmaking was to take a Spider-Man toy and create a short stop-motion film. Now, Cuvillan says the training he received at NISA prepared him for a professional environment. For South by Southwest, he collaborated with classmates on a short documentary about Clark Whittington, the creator of the Artomat. Those are retired cigarette vending machines that now sell small prints and woodblocks for a few bucks apiece. Salengaros' documentary, Curs, is about one of her classmates at St. Mary's Hall.
I just noticed in history class every day she had little spots of paint on her hands, and I just kept wondering, what is that? And so finally I asked.
Salengaros finally managed to get it out of her friend. She, the friend that is, was a graffiti artist who goes by the name Curs. The short film for Salengaros was a testament to the courage of her friend, a young woman in the male-dominated world of graffiti art. Making the movie and being exposed to a very different world also had her begin to look at graffiti in a new way. She tries to explain it.
Everybody has it in them to create graffiti. Not necessarily graffiti, but just this urge to write on things, to create art on physical matter, not just on a nice painting that you'd hang in a museum. Like that is when we were kids, that everybody would just take their crayons and draw all over walls and stuff like that.
There's that phrase again.
When we were kids.
When we were kids. Well, with years of filmmaking behind her already, it shouldn't come as a surprise that Salengaros has two films being screened at South by Southwest this year. Her animated short, Luminosity, is also part of the fest. And this isn't her first rodeo. She's been to South by Southwest before.
It was really interesting. South by Southwest has grown so much over the years that there were just huge crowds of people and lots of interesting people. It was just really cool to compare the level that we're at artistically and our films, and to experience what other kids have to say.
Filmmaking is in the future for both of these young people. Salengaros says she plans to go on to a university with a strong film program that will broaden her artistic horizons once she's done with high school. Cuvillan dreams of being a film editor one day.
I do enjoy being on set, but there's something about just kind of putting the film together at the very end. You're sort of like the final step in the process, and I just find that really appealing.
Now that's a young man after my own heart there. For Texas Public Radio, I'm Nathan Cohn.